Hi,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Anita, and this is Intimacy Because It's More Than Just Sex, and I apologize for the 10-second wait. Tonight's episode is actually based off of sex, not because I'm a nymphomaniac or anything, and a whole other story about my sex life, which will be splattered on other topics, but the reason why I came up with the show was because sometimes you just want more. Not, you know, Olympic gymnastics, Kama Sutra, joys of sex, which is good when it's good, but you just want more. Like, you want somebody to hold you and comfort you and be there when you're crying, screaming, shouting. It's more. So that's what my topic's going to be about. And if any guest would like to call in, the number is 213-943-3495. So everybody, it's not about being approved. Like, sometimes foreplay is better than actual sex. It is such a female thing to say. Because I don't think guys even, I don't know if guys think about it. I probably have to ask Elliot. I'm considering this up together. I'm like, I can ask your partner, I'm actually on speaking terms with, and ask. But the point is, it's not about being a prude. It's about wanting more. You want foreplay. You don't want to feel used and icky afterwards. Like, oh my gosh, I just did this and I want to hurl. Or it's so bad, it's like, I just did this, then I want to hurl. I should definitely get me some gummy film and brush my teeth because it's like the ick is coming up. So, the 5-minute thing, and some people don't even last 5 minutes. I was like, you're done? Like, you're done, done. And I've heard stories of it was just so bad. Just take a script to the bedpost and just let them read it and just lay it there. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I wouldn't send off the sex. It's like, really? I can just sit here. And then you're sitting there, you're thinking of the list. Because I am a notorious list writer. I got it from my mom. So when it's bad, I will start making lists. I will either make playlist, grocery list. Yeah, I'll end there. List of what my closet, what I want in my closet. My two favorite stylists are Jackie O, Diane von Furstenberg, which I mentioned on the Nerds on a Date. Favorite stylist. How do I want my hair? Should I remember to take pictures of my hair to my hairdresser the next time I go? Was it really worth getting a wax? Wait, I did that for me. So never mind. He's not even on the list. And then it's like when it's over, it's like, oh, it's over? Really? It's over. I'm still laying here with my list. Or making baby names. Not that I would want to have a baby with somebody that bad, and it's just like, I actually care about you, so I can sort of kind of deal with it, maybe. You're not being stubborn and you're willing to improve. So it's like, okay, what am I making a list of? Do I need to buy new lamps? Do I need to buy new light bulbs? Do I need this? Do I need that? And it's sort of rude. But unless the guy's arrogant, in that case, it's like, really? I could buy some batteries and call it a day. Why are you here? Yes, that is something some women feel like asking with a guy who's incredibly egregious. Yeah, I am going back to my 10th grade English teacher with the word egregious. Some guys are just like, you're egregious. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to spell. It starts with an E, by the way. But when you can describe a guy, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's egregious. And then you wonder, does he even know what that word means? And by the way, it means really, really, really bad. Like, okay, does he know what that means? Is he arrogant enough to believe he's great? Does he think I'm really insulting him? And you're wondering all those things. But really, just attempt to care. Attempt to be good. I'm not going to grade you like my advanced composition teacher. And if I get to the point where I feel like grading you like my college advanced composition, we have a problem. Yes, when you're starting to think about grading a guy, and I know that sounds so wrong to say you're grading a guy, but let's face it, guys grade women. I don't feel bad about it. Like, okay, well, he did this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. And It's not like I'm sitting, even though that would be funny, to give a guy a note of, you did this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, with a red pen. My teacher would give you a letter of everything you did wrong. And it hurts your feelings. It made me a great one. I got a B out of the class, which I was extremely proud of. And if there are any more listeners, the guest caller number is 213-943-3495. So, with writing the letter, and yeah, in case anybody wants to interrupt my ramble, and speaking of ramble, I will probably be changing the title of the show to Ramble, but I'll explain more about that at the end. So, with the guy, like, I want to write a list. I'm not asking very much. Cuddle. Cuddling is good. Cuddling will make me happy. I'm not asking a lot. Cuddle, foreplay, maybe dinner, a decent dinner, not food poisoning, because then it's like, I don't really want to spend all this time in the bathroom. Don't make me feel like a piece of meat. I do want to feel pretty. Everybody wants to feel pretty or handsome. Just, I shouldn't feel bad about it. Like, really, you have just, like, turned me off of the idea of sex in any way, shape, or form. It's just egregious. Like, ugh. Like, really, really bad. And you don't want that. Or the guy who has the erectile dysfunction, and after 30 seconds, he's, like, ejaculate, and you're, like, laying there about to cry because your ego's hurt. And it's like, you're done? You're done. Oh, my gosh. And that just hurts. You want more. Even if you know you have it. I'm not sure how to have that conversation of being a guy with erectile dysfunction. But if you know you have it, at least work around the flaw. And it's wrong to call it a flaw, but it sort of kind of is. So, if you know, foreplay. Very, very good. There are books dedicated to it. But then it's sort of relative because everyone's different, a whole other subject. Trying to figure her in, try out. Is she into BDSM? Some women like that. Does she like having her foot massaged? Learn a good foot massage. Figure out what she likes. And make fun of her. And then just don't get up and just go. It's like, what, is this a fucking lie? Let me know if that's the case. All parties involved should know if it is. If they don't know, that is a serious lack of communication. And that lack of communication is also something that will help it from being, from entering the icky feeling. Because it's like, well, I didn't know. And also, major important thing, please you be protected. Because let's say you don't want a permanent reminder of something that wasn't even 300 seconds. Yeah, I used to count the seconds. I started doing that in high school when I was bored with something. So, yeah, if the girl is mentally counting seconds, that is not a good thing. Like, that is entering into the whole of, yeah. Like, no. The script writing? No. And some women are actually polite about being bad. And it's like, well, honey, dear. And then you can get to the, our darling. And it's like, really bad. Try. Just try to learn. Try to be fulfilling. Try to be a great conversationalist. She might, in her head or his head, make up for the fact that it's like 30 seconds and not 900 seconds. And by the way, some article had where like the average intercourse is 15 minutes. And 15 times 60, which is how many seconds, is 900. So if anybody would like to call in, number is 213-943-3495. So like I said earlier, maybe it is age. I'm not that old. I'm only 31, but the 20s, like you're figuring out what works, what doesn't. Story with the Cajun King, which is coming up in another episode. He is worth his own episode. Good, bad, like, the girl or the guy know? And I'm not sure if guys, like I said, I definitely need to ask Elliot if guys ever feel like it's bad. It's like, I want more, not more sex, more something, conversation, foreplay, a sandwich, canned soup. I know that's really sad to say, but maybe the soup, maybe a thought of food that they like before the action, homemade sandwich, homemade turkey, I don't know, make it from scratch, homemade chili, it's cold, something to make it halfway decent, or try to figure it out with the person that you're with, but something. You want more. Okay, maybe it isn't. I want more. Feel special, feel attentive to. Have them like me or feel like, oh, this feels really nice. I had a pleasant experience. Okay, at least I can justify going to my doctor. At least I feel something good, bad, and different when it happens. The whole exam, it's like I felt something. In this case, I don't even feel something. And at least I have to go to the doctor for a very good reason. And 9 times out of 10, I have a great conversation with the doctor, but if I can't even have that with the person, it's like, why am I here? Like, really? Why? So, I do want more. I don't feel bad for wanting more. I want more. And maybe it's the only child. I was brought up as an only child, so that's probably part of the reason why I thought, I want this and I want this. It's very hard to be with an only. Anyway, I have like 150 seconds. So if there are any guests who do feel like calling in, you are more than welcome to call in. The number is 2, and hopefully, we can have a pretty decent conversation in less than 3 minutes. So, it's horrible to not be pleased, and it's a depressing, anticlimactic, kind of not intended when I say anticlimactic, but it's very much a letdown. It's like being in line for a ride, the ride breaks, and you're like, I wasted my time for this. I wasted a non-renewable resource on this. Like, that is really, really, really frustrating. And then some, but I'm not sure which one it is more. Frustrating or depressing or just a conundrum. But when you want more, and it's not, and you're sitting there counting the seconds, or my favorite when I'm truly bored, doing a full-on hallucination a la Fantasia with a musical tribal clef at the end, and you're just looking up, and like, I'm hearing a song. I think I'm hearing Heya in my head, and I'm just looking up, and I'm hearing singing notes, da-da-da-da-da. That's bad. A conundrum of bad. And I'm not a prude. I just want more than to go through that kind of depression and that kind of frustration and having my non-renewable resource wasted. This is intimacy because it's more than just sex. I'm Anita. Thank you for tuning in. I have like less than 30 seconds. I really appreciate all the listeners I've had, and the next episode I will probably change it to ramble, because sometimes I do ramble and there isn't any music, and I apologize. So really, thank you, all my wonderful listeners, and I hope you guys tune in next time. Less than 10 seconds. Thank you and good evening. Bye.